I remember distinctly the moment I learned that my own dad had died of a heart attack. In the days that followed, my heart was filled with an immense heaviness and a deep desire to honor my dad at his funeral. I cannot imagine hearing, at that point, these words from Jesus. Don't even go to your dad's funeral. There are more important things to do. Yet that's the essence of what Jesus tells the second man who comes up to him. Jesus is worthy of total allegiance and immediate obedience. A third man approaches Jesus and tells him that he wants to follow him, but before he does, he needs to say goodbye to his family. Makes sense. But Jesus tells the man, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." Plainly put, a relationship with Jesus requires absolute, undivided, exclusive affection. Trust me, even if it means becoming homeless. Follow me, even if it means letting someone else bury your dad. And love me, even if it means not saying goodbye to your family. Jesus is worthy of radical devotion. The first time I heard this text from Luke chapter 9 preached, it was from the lips of Dr. Jim Shaddix. He was my preaching professor, and I had moved to New Orleans specifically to study under him. Soon after I got there, Dr. Shaddix invited me to travel with him to an event where he was speaking. I sat in the front row in a crowd of hundreds of people, and I listened as he began to speak. "Tonight my goal is to talk you out of following Jesus." My eyebrows shot up in amazement and confusion. What was he thinking? What was I thinking? My wife and I had moved to New Orleans to study under a guy who persuades people not to follow Jesus. Dr. Shaddix preached the sermon exactly as Luke chapter 9 describes, warning potential disciples about what is involved in following Jesus. At the end, he invited people who wanted to follow Christ to come down to the front. To my surprise, many in the crowd got up from their seats and came down. I sat there dumbfounded. Then, insight struck. So this is just a preaching tactic, kind of a sanctified reverse psychology. And it works. Tell them you're going to talk them out of following Jesus, and they will respond in droves. I decided I was going to try it. The next week I was preaching at a youth event. Taking my cue from Dr. Shaddix, I proudly stood before the students assembled that night and announced...